President Obama made a couple of stops on his way to the G20. He touched down in Hawaii and the Midway Islands as part of an effort to highlight his fight against climate change. It's clear the president wants to cement his legacy as an environmental leader, and that effort is likely to continue when Obama sits down with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20. Here's the world's Carolyn Beeler.
Presidents Obama and Xi are set to talk climate change at the summit. And before it even starts on Sunday, they may announce that they've taken the final step needed to join the International Climate Change Agreement crafted in Paris last December. Longtime China watcher Orville Schell says these two superpowers issuing their final acceptance is key in ensuring the agreement actually goes into effect.
It is unthinkable that we would solve this problem unless the U.S. and China are part of the solution.
That's because together, the two countries emit about 40% of the world's carbon dioxide.
So that's why it's so important.
More countries would still need to accept for the Paris Agreement to go into effect, but this move by the U.S. and China would still be a big deal. To get a sense of why, historically, Schell, who's with the Asia Society, says you have to look back just a bit.
Originally, you know, 5-6 years ago, China tended to view climate change as sort of a plot foisted on them by the West to slow down their development.
Development the country felt it had a right to.
The West, after all, had its industrial revolution. Why shouldn't China?
Schell credits an amped-up U.S. focus on China after failed 2009 climate talks in Copenhagen with helping change the country's thinking.
Because of the tremendous efforts that the United States made through universities, through national labs, through environmental NGOs, China did slowly come around and began to recognize this was a threat to China, too.
China and the U.S. then became sort of tandem leaders in the climate movement. An agreement to cut emissions between those two superpowers in 2014 paved the way for the huge international deal in Paris. But it's not clear if this tag-team approach will continue. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has said she'd largely continue Obama's climate policies. But Republican nominee Donald Trump says he doesn't believe in climate change. He's even tweeted that it's a hoax made up by the Chinese to hurt America's economy.
I think it's a big scam for a lot of people to make a lot of money.
This is Trump on Fox News last December.
China is eating our lunch because they don't partake in all of the rules and regulations that we do. And then they compete because they're spending a lot less money to build their products and to make their products.
Trump said in an energy speech in May that he'd cancel the Paris Agreement. Now, he couldn't actually do that, but he could pull the U.S. out. Which begs the question, if the U.S. reneges on its promises, would China do the same? From Beijing, the Natural Resources Defense Council's Alvin Lin says probably not.
Policymakers in China are watching what's happening in the U.S., but really, China is committed to fulfilling its goals under the Paris Agreement, regardless of what happens in the U.S. or any other country. This is really for their own benefit.
Lin says choking smog in China's major cities and money to be made in green energy are motivation enough to cut pollution.
China has the world's largest wind and solar industries. They are really pushing on electric vehicles. These are all sectors they see as future growth areas. I don't think they're going to be turning around just because of the results of the election.
But U.S. leadership will have an impact on China's carbon emissions in other ways. China and the U.S. work together on electric vehicles, on energy-efficient buildings, and on carbon capture techniques. Ranping Song from the World Resources Institute says if U.S. support for that research drops off,
that may actually slow down a few years down the road.
And scientists say countries can't afford to slow down their carbon reductions. In fact, they have to speed them up if they want to prevent the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.